on the Community on WAMW. I'm Renee Lyle. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Our guest this week is Sharon Mead, who is an oncology navigator with the Davies Community Hospital. And we'll talk about a little bit about the oncology unit. Let's talk about the new building and the new facility that you guys are just actually opened.
We just moved. It is beautiful and amazing and wonderful. It's just very nice.
Good. And actually, this came on a grant, right? Or through funding through the state?
We did have some, and we had some private donations that helped with this. But our area that we were in was very small, and our program is growing, and we needed more room. And they renovated where the old physical therapy was down there, and we now have lots of room for 10 infusion chairs. We have 4 exam rooms, and it's just, we have room to breathe, and it's so beautiful.
Glad that that actually is coming. And now in Washington, because Davies Community Hospital, they serve a wide area of a lot of different patients.
Yes. We have people from, of course, northern Davies County, and we have patients from Pike, a couple from Knox, and Martin County. So we encompass those areas.
Good, and able to do so. Well, I asked Sharon in here because we actually had talked back in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she said, I would like to come back for March because March is Colorectal Cancer Month. Each month has a little bit, probably cancer awareness, we'll get into that in a little bit. But with the colorectal cancer, just give me kind of an oversight of what maybe people need to look for on that, or what do they need to, maybe what they should be concerned about.
Okay, to watch for symptoms of possible change in your bowel habits, of course, pain and discomfort, bleeding, rectal bleeding, those are all signs that something's wrong. Your body is talking to you and saying, something is wrong, check me out.
And that's good, right? Now, can this happen to anybody at any certain time, or is it mainly older?
It is mainly the older population, but there are patients who are in their late 30s who have problems with this. The American Cancer Society has changed their guidelines to age 45 if there is no family history. That's when you should start testing. It used to be 50. Everybody knows 50, but now they have changed to 45. Now, if you have had a member of your family, mom, dad, brother, sister, grandma, grandpa, you need to start 5 years earlier than when they were first diagnosed.
Oh, okay. That's a good indication. I was actually just going to ask you about the family thing, because just because your family has it doesn't mean that you'll get it, but it usually does relate to that, and you might have it and your family might not have too.
That is correct. Many cancers can be family related. They're not necessarily hereditary, but families kind of have the same kind of habits as far as diet and exercise, and so it tends to be that way. But yes, you're right. Families that don't have any history, you can still have that cancer.
Okay, so if everybody, we've talked about this, and I actually talked about this to Sharon at the Women's Health Fair not too long ago, and everybody dreads the make sure your what I want to say, pre-op medicine that you're going
to
do.
The prep that you have to do.
Yes. nobody likes that.
Nobody likes that, but I can tell you this, it is much better than it used to be. Every physician has his own little preference as to what prep that you do. I've had two of them done now because I do have, my grandma had colon cancer, and so I have to get them every 5 years, and I had mine done in January of this year. And, oh my, the prep is not nearly what it used to be, and no, it's not exactly a picnic in the park. But like I say, it's not as severe as it was, and it's just something that I just want to say, suck it up and do it.
And it, you know what? It gives you a peace of mind, too.
Yes.
To know that you're clear for that time, too.
Yes, so that you don't have to always be wondering, do I have something going on in there?
So, and there's actually, I'll get back to about the colon and how all that works, but there are a couple of other tests that you can do now.
Yes.
That you, and we wanted to talk about this because it's a test that you do, and I don't know what it's called. What is that called?
There are different ways of screening. Okay, I don't know if everyone's seen on the TV. It's the little man that's got, it's a box and he's got a C on him. He's got little legs and he talks about coming to your front door and there's places where you can test and not test. That test actually is a very good test. It can detect DNA of cancer. So if you're one of them people who just says, I will not do that colonoscopy, that is a test. And like, again, I got to reiterate, you can't have any symptoms of problems, because if you have symptoms of problems, you need to have the best, and that is the colonoscopy. But there are ones that you can do on your stool. You can take little samples, like at the health fairs. We pass out these little home tests, and all those do is say yes or no, something is going on in there. It does not mean that there is cancer, but there is something that you need to check out. So they're not, and they can be false positives and false negatives. So that they're not dependable, but at least they can get you started.
If you have any questions, or maybe you're guessing on something, something's not right.
Your physician is going to tell you that those are not that dependable, but yet that's like better than nothing.
Yes, correct.
They can do it's like a virtual colonoscopy, and you still have to do a prep for that. It's like a type of a CAT scan. There again, if they see something, they're going to turn around and want you to do that colonoscopy. That's why we keep, it's called a CT, colonography is what it's called. And it's just the best to do the colonoscopy. But the stool, there are different types of the stool test. Like I said, the one that you see advertised on TV, it is like 90% accurate on if you've done it properly, it is 90% accurate on saying if there is DNA of cancer cells in that sample.
Okay. And then we talked about, you know, we have colorectal cancer because it is colon and rectal cancer. It all kind of intertwines together. But explain that a little bit more to people that may not know, because it's been a while since I've seen the digestive
biology
system
in school. So when you eat, your food goes in your stomach, and then the small intestine is the intestine that actually digests and gets the nutrients out of your food. And then what your body doesn't use, that is what goes into what we call the large colon. And that is, it's like a loop. It's like a upside down U on your body. It starts on one side, goes across the top, and goes down the bottom. And so then when we get to the lower end, that is your rectum. So you can have cancer down there as well. So that's why they call it colorectal, because it is all kind of part of that large intestine that then goes out your bottom when you have a bowel movement.
Gotcha. And getting back to those scans and stuff, one thing we didn't talk about is health insurance companies. Most of those are wellness and preventative areas. If you have insurance, that should be covered. But there's a little bit of a flip.
If you do not have any symptoms, if you're no problems with, you know, bowel elimination, no bleeding, no pain, that is a screening. That is the same thing as having a mammogram done. It is a screening. It is a health, what do you call it? Well health issue. And so your insurance has to pay for that. And so most facilities, when you are scheduled for that, they are going to do a, you know, prior authorization and make for sure that it's covered, because when it is screening, that's what it should be. If you ever have any questions, and a lot of it has to do with coding, how it's properly coded, and that, just if you have a problem and they say, oh, there's not going to cover this, you need to go back either to the people who coded or to your insurance, because that is wellness and they have to pay for that. But if you have issues, then it is diagnostic.
Oh, okay.
Then you have to like meet a deductible, and
then they start, the prices start going a little bit.
Yes, you have to meet your deductible. But then again, what price is there on your life?
Absolutely.
So I see every day advanced colorectal cancer on patients, and it's just like any other cancer. The smaller it is when you find it, the better survival rate you have.
Now, is there any way, as you said, you know, we talked about breast cancer and we talked about self-testing that, and you can do that at home. Besides on colon, there's really not a whole lot you can do unless you're just really watching what, you know, what, you know, what's coming out. It's the best way I can say it.
Yes, your bowel habits.
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't any other than and watching that. And, you know, it's not normal to have blood. Now, you can have hemorrhoids and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but if you have blood, there again, get your doctor and let him check that part out, because you don't know if it is like hemorrhoids or if it's a cancer. So your body's telling you, hey, I'm talking to you, something's wrong, get it checked out.
And as you said, the earlier that you get that, yes, and the earlier diagnosis, yes, hopefully the better it is for you to survive. And,
really,
and
I tell you, if you really, I have looked on YouTube and seen actual videos of colonoscopies that they've recorded. Mm-hmm. And it's really very interesting, because they can take, if there is a polyp, they can take through that scope that they pass through your colon, they can snatch that little polyp right out of there, and then they'll test it to see if it did have any cancer cells in it. But they can, if there's anything just barely starting, they can like eliminate it then,
right there on that
with
spot,
that,
yeah,
with the scope. And so it's really pretty interesting to watch.
If you're into those type of movies, there's everything on YouTube. There's so many things on YouTube anymore. But if you would like to find out more, make sure give them that number for the surgical.
Yes.
For the
our surgeons, our general surgeons, Dr. David Robinson and Dr. Jack Rostis, they can do those at our facility. The number for their office is 812-254-8856. And just call them and tell them that you'd like to have a screening colonoscopy. And they'll ask you some questions. You don't even have to meet them in their office ahead of time if you don't want to. They can ask you questions, the girls in the office. To see, you can just come into the same day surgery that morning, and they can do like a little mini assessment with you, and you know, you don't have to even meet with them if you don't want to, if you're conscious of, you know, cost. So,
or if you don't have insurance. But a lot of the, I hate to say it, but it's more for a peace of mind if you don't have insurance. I hate to say that nowadays, but you really need to take care of
yourself. If you don't have insurance and you do need to be checked out, you just get on that phone and you call the hospital, 254-2760, and you say, I need to talk to Sharon Mead. And as a navigator, I will help direct you to where you need to go to get insurance and to get coverage.
Okay, so we talked about breast cancer awareness in October. We've talked about colorectal cancer and March being that. There's actually several months that have more cancer awareness, but we're talking about that now. But that's something that you need to do throughout the year. Breast cancer awareness always throughout the year. We talked about testicular and prostate cancer as well. That's all down that area. Of course, it's more towards male, but it's always something that you need to get
cancer
checked out.
Cancer is just out there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to listen to your body. It will tell you if something's wrong, like for lung, the trouble breathing. For the prostate, you might have pain, swelling, or trouble eliminating your urine. You just have to listen to your body. You know, here we got summer coming up. Everybody's going to be going out in the sun. Wear your sunscreen. If you have a lesion that changes its color, its shape, if you have something that like bleeds or is like an open wound that won't heal, there's all that's could possibly be melanoma. So cancer is something that is out there every day. Don't just do these things in March for colorectal. Don't do it just in October for breast. You need to listen to your body every day. And if there is an issue, see a doctor.
And if you have any questions, then you can call Sharon, too.
That's right. I may not always have the answer, but I, by golly, I'll find it for you.
That's 254-8856 with the Surgical Center, Washington Surgical Center.
Washington Surgical. And then our new oncology unit, we do have new numbers. If you call the old number, they'll refer you back down to our area. We are now on the first floor instead of the second floor, and our new numbers are 812-254-8892. And if you have any questions whatsoever, like I say, you can call that. You can call my office number. I want to be able to help anyone who has questions. Even if you need someone to speak at one of your groups for meetings, I'm open. I will come. Church groups, community groups. If you need any kind of education or anything, I'm willing to come talk to you.
Or maybe if a significant other or a spouse is hard-headed.
Yes.
And
yes. You know, there. I've had people who come to me and say, my husband has got this going on. You know, what should we do? And I try to guide them to where they, you know, need to get checked out.
It's. I don't want to say that it's preventable, but it's at least... Well, it's more curable if you do those screens.
On the preventable side, you know, America wants to eat French fries, and we need to be eating more vegetables, less red meat. We need to be more active. Those are all things that we can do to keep our bodies healthier.
You only have one body.
And one life.
Need to take care of it.
Listen to your body. It will talk to you.
Yes, it will. All right. One more time. It's the number for Washington Surgical, 812-254-8856. Okay. And then we also, they have the oncology clinic. Is that right? The 254-88?
That's the old number.
That's the old number. So 55. If you mess up, 55.
Yeah. If you call that number, those girls up there where we were, they will send the call back down to the new area. So...
The Relay for Life is going to be coming up. Let's touch on that, actually.
The American Cancer Society, I use their information. They are very, I believe in them. They have research because of groups like them. They have done research to where our chemo treatments are much better, and they have education that I use. I really want people to support the American Cancer Society.
Oh, absolutely. It's for a good cause. And again, that, and I think the Relay for Life, when is that going to be this year? Billy just told us, and I can't remember.
June 8th. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
I think
June 8th.
If you have any information, though, Billy has been on here before, and he will let you know. But
like I've been in oncology for nearly almost 25 years. And I can say this, from the very beginning when I started as an oncology nurse to now, treatments are so much better. We've made so many advancements. And just like I said, in my lifetime, I'm amazed at how every day some of the drug reps that come to talk to us, they'll say, well, we've got this medicine now for this, and we've got this medicine for that. And they're always calling us and giving us information of advancements made in the treatment
research,
of cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is great. It's a wonderful, cancer is an awful word. Nobody wants to hear it. It's the C word. It's a dreaded C word.
Yes. When you hear it, the first thing you think is, well, there's like kind of like three things. Okay, I'm going to die. And then if you think of chemotherapy, I'm going to be sick and I'm going to lose my hair. And that's not all true anymore. That's why we stress your screenings. We stress that because find it early. And, I mean, there are some cancers, all it requires is a little surgery and you're done.
And then hopefully you're in remission and it never comes back.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to have chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. That's why you want to catch cancer early so that the treatment is much better.
Well, Sharon, it's always good talking to you. You have such great information and good information to pass along to everybody. Thank you so much for being on Focus on the Community
today. Thank you
today.
For having me. I appreciate it.
That's Sharon Mead. She is the Oncology Navigator. If you ever need to get a hold of her, make sure and call her.
The new oncology unit is 812-254-8892. And you also, if you want, can just call the hospital's switchboard, the 254-2760. I've been around the hospital for 25 years. They know me. They know where to go get me. My extension is 1426. my office.
You say Sharon Mead, they know who you're talking about.
I've been around a while.
We like it. We love it. That's Sharon Mead, Oncology Navigator, and thank you so much for being on Focus on the Community today.
Thank you for having me.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, The General 95.9 and 101.3 FM and 1580 a.m. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Renee Lyle, inviting you to tune in every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.